98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Steve and Ted in the morning. Now, three big things.
Three.
Chiefs beat Baltimore in overtime. Clinch a berth in the playoffs.
Two.
Theater owner from Tulsa will operate Wichita's Starlight Drive-In.
One.
Gasoline prices dropping nationwide, down 22 cents in the past 3 weeks. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And out there in traffic, we've got stalled out vehicles southbound I-135 south of Kellogg. So that's a watch out for a potential traffic hazard there. That's stalled out vehicles southbound I-135 south of Kellogg. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 45 degrees. Yesterday's high was 48. Clear tonight, the overnight low 28. Tuesday, partly cloudy and warmer with a high of 55. So we're going to be up to 55 tomorrow. I understand it's going to be kind of breezy tomorrow. Now partly cloudy, northwest wind at 7 miles per hour and 21 degrees. When the weather outside is frightful, nothing keeps you cozy and warm like a hat. Hats always make a great gift, and Hatman Jacks has unique holiday gift ideas that can work for anyone. He also has gift certificates. Now open Sundays from 1 to 5 p.m. until Christmas at the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jacks. 7:48 now, Steve and Ted, and we'd like to say a big congratulations to Jennifer Ray at the Monarch down there in Delano. She is celebrating 6 years in business down there.
Cool place.
That little place down there with at one time it was something else. Can't remember what it was. Maybe a pool hall or something.
I remember years ago it was River's Edge.
Yeah.
And I played the gig, couple of gigs down there.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, she's been in there for now 6 years, and she's celebrating an anniversary, and she wants to say thank you to all the folks who have come down there and helped her make a success.
Oh, very nice.
Jennifer Ray, thank you. And to see Jennifer today, tell her we've been talking about her and what a great job she does at the Monarch. All right, we've got the Steve and Ted poll question today. It's on our webpage, knssradio.com. Which holiday greeting do you usually use at this time of year? And either Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, it doesn't matter, gets 3%. Other gets 9%, and that can be any other holiday greeting you might think of.
Right.
Happy Holidays gets 30%, and Merry Christmas is coming in at 58%. So that's pretty much what it's been since we started that poll question a while ago.
Yeah.
Again, it's right there on our webpage if you'd like to be a part of it. Steve and Ted poll question. Which holiday greeting do you usually use at this time of the year? I can tell you that I just say Merry Christmas. I may even throw out a Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Hmm. Makes sense to me.
It does.
Wall Street capped a turbulent week of trading with the biggest weekly loss since March Friday. As traders fret over rising trade tensions between Washington and Beijing and signals of slower economic growth, the S&P 500 fell 62 points. The Dow dropped 558 points, and the NASDAQ slid 219 points. Ugh. Not looking good for the old 401k there.
Not at all, no.
I may have to be kind of a Scrooge as we go into the end of the year when it comes to the stock market. OPEC countries have agreed to reduce global oil production by 1.2 million barrels a day for 6 months, beginning in January. The news pushed crude oil prices higher Friday. Of course, that's kind of what they've been telling us is behind all this drop at the gas pump is the crude prices have been down. Well, OPEC's going to try to jack them back up again.
And there go gas prices.
And the gas prices will come up. That's my prediction.
Yeah.
Isn't that the way it goes?
You're so smart.
7:51 now, Steve and Ted. Boeing's doing more work in San Antonio that once was done in Wichita. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, Wichita's loss continues to be San Antonio's gain. A report says the Boeing company wants to double its Port San Antonio facility over the next 2 years, and that would be hiring about 1,000 workers. Aircraft modification and support work done in Wichita went to the San Antonio site. That includes work on the VC-25 aircraft, of course known as Air Force One. Members of the new class of the Wichita Business Journal's emerging leaders say they're pleased with the direction Wichita is heading, but they also say they want to keep the momentum moving forward. There are nearly 80 members of this year's emerging leaders class. You can find out more about them in the weekly edition of the WBJ. And Mark Holden at Koch Industries has been at the front of the pack when it comes to supporting criminal justice reform. Now his work is being recognized. Holden is Koch's general counsel. He's been chosen to receive the Prison Fellowship's 2018 Charles Colson Advocate of Hope Award. The award was presented last week in Washington, D.C. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Nice, Bill. Only 15 days till Christmas. How are you doing on your shopping? Have you got
I think I'm okay. I depend a lot on Gretchen, but I do have some things that I need to get to.
Is Gretchen, and this is maybe too personal, but is Gretchen difficult to buy something for or to gift?
She is sometimes because, if she needs something, she gets it.
Yeah.
And then I've got to try to figure out, okay, what does she want that's fun and something different. And
so it's a challenge. Okay.
Yes,
well,
it is.
And I got on the contrast of St. Shelley's pretty easy to buy for. I mean,
oh, really?
If she just likes to unwrap presents, I mean,
right?
I can wrap up an old sock and put it under the tree, and she'll be delighted with it.
Probably would not recommend that. No.
No, probably wouldn't work very well. I'm always safe though when it comes to any kind of gifting for her. If it's something to do with diamonds, which I can't afford, or maybe flowers. But at Christmas time,
there you go.
How are you going to wrap up flowers?
Yeah, exactly.
That's not going to work at Christmas.
I still don't know what I'm getting Gordon. Through the years, he's been so tough to buy for.
And I know.
I keep dropping hints every year about the Lamborghini, but Bill just refuses to take that hint. You know?
Well, Bill can't spell that, so he can't get on the
there
net.
You
and
are.
Buy
you
one.
Exactly. I can't Google it.
Yeah,
so.
Can't Google it, so there you go. Okay, today is Human Rights Day, honoring United Nations General Assembly's December 10th, 1948, adoption and proclamation of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the first global enunciation of human rights and one of the early major achievements of the new United Nations. And, of course, in all the years since that adoption, it's been pretty much ignored.
Unfortunately.
Some places we do better than others and across this great world of ours, and especially at this time of the year. But, Human Rights Day. At least we will recognize it. In fact, we are making an effort, right?
We're trying.
Right.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you, gentlemen. Stay with Steve and Ted. In the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have an update on gasoline prices trending downward. Gordon has sports. We're going to talk about on sports, Gordon.
Oh, we got Chiefs game? Holy cow. That was about a game yesterday.
What a game. Yeah. Plus, entertainment. You've got the blur on the way as well, right?
Yeah, we do. And there's a couple of birthdays, but also we're going to take a look at some of the new films with the
new film
the weekend.
Okay. And traffic and weather coming up. All of that in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.